Hey, babe. Did you wait up for me? You didn't have to. You could have gone to bed. What? I have something on my dress. Oh, yeah, would you look at that? I must have spilled some. Well, since you're up, do you want to hear about my night? Yeah? Okay, scooch over. I'll sit next to you. Where was I? Oh, right. Well, I got a tip from a friend of mine who said that a new spot opened next to that old movie theater. So I wanted to be one of the first to try it out, of course. Yeah, exactly there. No, it was in the back of an old record store. I wonder if they put it there to help pick up business. It's not a bad idea, actually. Something to think about. I should tell Susan. You know, her bakery's not doing so hot. What? Oh, sorry. That's not important. You're right. I got distracted. Anyways, I went into this old record store and smelled like cardboard and weed. And sure enough, when I walked to the back, there was that very distinctive black painted door without a label on it. So I let myself in, locked the door behind me. The room was small, maybe 3-4 feet across. It took me a while to adjust to the lighting. It was really dark in there. Even still, I could see a few stains on the floor, so I was definitely in the right place. I got down on my knees. The floor was wood, a little harsh, but someone had been kind enough to leave a towel, so I put that under and it helped. Though, looking down now, I guess my knees are still pretty red. You always find that sexy, don't you? Gives you a hint as to what I've been doing all night. I know you. Well, I waited for a while at first. As I said, this spot is pretty new, so might not have regular visitors yet. But eventually, I heard a knock on one of the walls. Oh, I love it when I hear that first knock. And, of course, I knocked right back, and the first cock appeared through that little glory hole. Okay, well, the hole wasn't that little, but damn, this dude's dick made it look small. I've seen a lot of cocks in my nights out, babe, but this one had to be the biggest. Well, how much detail do you want? All of it. Of course you do. Okay, well, first, I ran my finger, this finger, up and down that thick shaft, slowly, just sort of admiring it. Like I said, it was one of the biggest cocks I'd ever seen. It twitched as I traced along the thick head, feeling all the nooks and crannies, feeling how soft the skin of it was. I gripped it with a full hand and slowly pumped back and forth until I was sure he was as hard as he was gonna get. Then I licked up the length of his shaft. Feeling greedy and oh, so lucky that I got to spend my free time with this fucking cock. I took the tip into my mouth and ran my tongue under the head, just tasting him for a second, savoring him. I heard him moan a little through the other side of the wall, and fuck, that always drives me wild. I started sucking his cock, slowly sliding my lips up and down the shaft, jerking the base as I worked it deeper and deeper and deeper down my throat. Oh, I wish you could have seen it, babe. I did what your friend Jean told me to when we had him over last, remember? I relaxed my throat and took deep breaths through my nose until I got him all the way down, until my nose was almost touching the wall. I was about to pull back, but then I felt his cock move in my mouth, and he started thrusting in and out. I tried my best to hold my head still as his cock slid over my tongue and my lips. I was so fucking hot. I couldn't resist anymore, babe. So I slid my hands between my legs, pulled my dress up, slid my fingers under my panties as he fucked my face. My pussy was dripping, just begging to be touched. I had to brace myself against the wall to stay put. And I'm sure customers in the store could hear me gagging on his big cock. I could feel the spit dripping down my chin as he thrust harder and faster into my soft little mouth. I slid a finger inside my wet pussy, moaning onto his cock. Sorry. It's getting me wet all over again just thinking about it. It wasn't long after that I could feel his cock twitching. He came in my mouth and I gulped it down like your greedy little whore. Sometimes I wish I could get these guys' names or just tell them where to meet me next. I know. No feelings. That's the deal. It's just, sometimes I find someone who really gets me, you know? Guess what I like? What'll make my pussy so wet, even if I can't see their face? Oh, it looks like you liked that story, though, babe. You want me to jerk you off while I tell you the rest? Oh, hell yes, there's more. Yeah, pull your pants down. Oh, wow. You really did like it. It's been a while since I've seen you this hard. You're right. It has been a while since I've been a slut for you. I'm sorry. I'm sure the rest of my story will make it up to you. And me stroking you. Where's the lotion? Oh, yeah, can you pass it to me? I want you to know just how lucky you make me feel, babe. Most men wouldn't let their girlfriends have nights out like this. This is the least I can do. Oh, fuck. God, you feel so good. All right, I'll continue with my story. So, after that first guy left, I had to wait for a bit again. I was so horny, I just kept fingering myself, thinking about how hot it was to have my face fuck like that, how big he was, how my throat was just a little sore. But fingering wasn't what I really wanted, babe. Thankfully, another cock filled in, this time from the hole on the other side of the room. It wasn't as big as the first, but that would be a hard dick to match. Besides, I was so horny, I didn't even mind. I didn't even wait till he was hard. I just took him into my mouth, hoping to recapture some of that energy from the first man. I took him down as deep as I could, just enough to gag a little, but still wasn't enough, babe. At that point, I was so horny, I couldn't wait any longer. My pussy needed it. I stood up and pulled my dress over my ass. My panties were already on my knees. I just took a little positioning to get the head of him inside my aching slit. Oh, God. Oh, it felt so good to be filled by a stranger, not knowing what he looked like or even caring. I had to put my arms against the other wall for leverage as I backed up onto his cock. I started bouncing up and down on it, my ass hitting against the wall as I tried to take him as deep as I could. Well, I didn't care about the people in the store hearing that banging sound, babe. I just wanted his cock inside me. No, of course he wasn't. Why would he wear a condom in a glory hole? Anyways, where was I? Oh yeah, once I had a good rhythm going, I reached down between my legs and started rubbing my clit. I could feel that wave building up inside me, and I just cried out in pleasure as my orgasm hit me fast and hard. Well, I guess the noises I was making got someone else's attention too, because when I slowly started coming down from that amazing pleasure he gave to me, the hole in front of me filled up with another cock. My hands are still trembling. Of course, I reached out, trying to jerk it off while I was still being fucked by the guy behind me. God, he was still so hard. I was glad he wasn't done yet. But then again, I'm not very good at multitasking, babe. I actually think the one inside me got a little frustrated because he started thrusting himself, which worked fine for me. It just meant that I was a tight, wet fleshlight for him to fuck at the record store. And the slick noises of him sliding in and out of my soaking wet pussy drove me wild. I started jerking the cock off in front of me even faster. Like this. Oh, God, this is hot. I love jerking you off. Telling you about my dirty night. God, why have we waited so long to do this again? What part was I at? Oh, yeah. I tried to bend over to take the cock in front of me in my mouth, too, but it was hard to reach. So I just managed to get my lips around the head of him, suck on him while I jerked the rest of him off. The guy behind me moaned, and his thrusts got more sporadic as he finally came inside my pussy. And you know me, babe. I don't like wasting any cum. I tried to catch his load when he pulled it out, but most of it dripped onto the floor. Of course I'm disappointed. Oh, but still my pussy tingled. Felt so good to have someone's hot coming in. I couldn't really focus on that for long. I just dropped down to my knees, not even bothering with the towel, and took that cock through the hole into my mouth, bobbing up and down on it. He was smaller than you. I didn't really gag on it or anything, but it was still fun to have his hard cock in my mouth. I stroked his balls with my other hand, like this. Oh, God, you're full, babe. I can tell. Oh, fuck. And I kept sucking up and down on his shaft. His cum actually tasted the sweetest in my mouth. I waited around for a while after he left, craving more, but sadly, no one else showed up. So I put myself back together and came home. So, did you like hearing that, babe? Did you like me stroking this cock as I told you about my night? Oh, fuck. Oh, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about my throat getting fucked by that thick cock in that tiny little glory hole room? Or are you thinking about me taking it from behind raw while I stroked another man off? Oh, baby, I can feel you getting close. I want you to come in my mouth. I want you to be the last taste on my tongue before we go to sleep. Oh, yeah. Come on, baby. Yeah, come on my tongue. Are you here on my tongue? I knew you had a lot, babe. You like looking at it, don't you, my mouth? So dirty. Oh, I'm so full of load. God, I love you so much, baby. Come on, take me to bed.